A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today's episode is sponsored by Bloom.
Bloom is an audio platform setting a new standard for pleasure with intimate stories, guides, and relaxation content dedicated to helping you explore what really gets you going.
Yes, so different types of content include Bloom Intimates, Bloom Play Sessions, Bloom Wind Downs, which is our favorite because it includes relaxation content like meditations and sleep sounds like the following.
Your mind might already be busy with thinking about the things you've got to do today, dreading your commute to work, or worrying about an upcoming appointment. If that's the case, that's okay. Take a moment to notice that busyness, and then, if you can, let it go. Try to let those thoughts drift away. If it helps, imagine them as ocean waves, rising up and cresting, then crashing into the shore and disappearing.
You can listen to a sample of every story for free on the website, and Bloom is also available in 3 languages. So Bloom is available in English, German, and Spanish.
So if you want to upgrade to premium, you can save 50% on annual membership or 20% on a monthly membership by using the promo code GIRLSWORLD.
Yes, I hope you guys enjoy it. Bye. Hi.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. It's season 3.
Season 3. This is our 21st episode. We're so excited.
Yeah. I can't believe it's already 21st.
I know.
It went by so fast.
Yeah. I feel like a lot has happened since we've started the podcast, and we're just so excited to keep growing, and we're so thankful for all the support.
Yes.
All of you guys. It wouldn't be possible without you, so thank you.
Exactly. Thank you.
And obviously, we're going to start the season off with one of our favorite kinds of episodes. BSA, Big Sister Advice.
Yes.
Relationship. It's actually my favorite one to do, I have to be honest.
Me too. Because the thing is, like, if you're new to this podcast, so we literally start this podcast because we always have girl talk. You and me, and same with, like, my other girlfriends, like, we always talk about our issues. I feel like your friends are, like, your therapists.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, just saying it to each other, we basically wanted to broadcast it.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, and I feel like you guys really enjoy them as well. So
yeah, it's just, like, girl talk.
Yeah, girl chat.
Girl chat.
It's a girl's world.
Exactly. It's a girl's world. It's just pure girl chat. It's pure girl talk. So if you have any issues that you also want to discuss with us, just send them in.
Yeah, DM us on Instagram. And exactly. We'll try and answer them for you guys. But to start the episode, we have a girl trouble of the week. And this week's girl trouble is... Do you think it's okay to stay in touch with your ex?
Well, I think in a lot of cases, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah. Good, like, idea, no.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, obviously, I know a lot of people that are still friends with their ex, but they're not best friends. And I also think when you just broke up, like, things are so fresh, it's very hard to still be friends with your ex, I think. I think maybe years down the line, after you, like, process everything and, like, you know, the high feelings and emotions, like, calm down, I think it can be possible. But I think it's very hard to be friends with your ex right away after a breakup.
Yeah, I agree. I think especially when I was a bit younger, like my past relationship, like however long ago that was, I would have been like, no, it's not okay. But actually, I think that's like kind of immature to think that way now. Because I feel like, in the sense, if it was your partner who you were like, you can't be friends with that, your ex. Like, it's just a little bit like, you should be able to, you know, check in on them. It depends what happened.
I was just going to say, if I did you wrong, yeah.
Then, like,
I agree.
For, out of your own respect, you probably should.
I agree. I think if you've been together with someone for a long time, you probably do stay in touch.
Yeah.
You check up on each other. You're like, hi, I hope you're well, this and that. But I think, like, being best friends with your ex, especially if you're in a new relationship, is really hard. But I agree. Like, you stay in touch. Like, you always will stay on friendly terms. But again, it depends what happened. If that guy really did you wrong, or if that girl really did you wrong, no way you're still going to be friends with that
person. I sort of feel like it wouldn't even be a question then, because you would just, like, out of respect for yourself.
I was just going to say.
Like, why would you want to be friends with them?
I was just going to say, at this point, it's, like, self-respect. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
But I do think it's okay. Like, if you – I just feel like it's a really common thing in relationships where one – either the boyfriend or the girlfriend will have a problem with them speaking to their ex. Yeah. Like, it's really common. I've definitely done it, and I've been the person that's had the issue.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older, I'm like, just a little bit immature. Like,
it is.
Because, like, you should trust your partner.
Exactly. That's, and especially when you all live in the same city, I mean, it's normal. You will bump into people you've dated before, you've had things with before, whatever. Like, you need to be mature. You need to be an adult. You need to be like, well, this person now chose for me, and I can't get insecure about my partner still speaking to his ex. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I don't think they should be, like, texting 24/7.
But no, like, that would be weird. But, like, checking up on each other.
Yeah, yeah. Like
a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Congratulations with the birth of your first child.
Yes. Stuff like that. This is fine.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
It's just... As a healthy, you get older, it's just healthy normal. Boundary.
Yeah. Healthy boundary.
A healthy boundary. Very good, and just, it's all about being respectful.
I agree. Yeah. Agreed. So, jumping into dilemma number one.
Yes.
I just can't stand my boyfriend anymore.
Oof.
Oh, awkward.
I
have been with my boyfriend for 3 years. He has been a great boyfriend, and I really can't fault him as a partner. However, he is just so negative. This is a new development and has been an issue for around 1 year now. I've tried speaking to him about it, but he refuses to see the problem. I love him, but you can only allow so much negativity in your life when someone won't help themselves. I am considering ending it with him. What advice do you have?
Honestly, I can relate to this a little bit. Like, I've been in a relationship in the past, and it's not like he was, like, a negative Nancy and that he was, you know, just negative all the time, but he did have a lot of self-pity.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, I was like, well, I know, like, you don't have everything in hand, but some things, like, you kind of, to some extent, can mold how your future will be.
Yeah, like, you can control.
You can control it to some extent. Mm-hmm. Like, some things you do have in your own hands. And then I was like, oh, my God, I can't have this anymore.
Yeah, it's a bit like... I don't know. Like, yeah, it's just frustrating to see it.
It's, I like, guess. Self-pity. It's the most unattractive thing ever.
Yeah. It's like, come on, we'll then do something about it.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sort of thing. If you can, like, it's like, here we go. Another quote. We're jumping into the quotes already. Focus on the things you can control. And, like, don't worry about the things that you can't. So, like, if you can control things in your life that aren't great, like, you know, the person who said this dilemma, and obviously she can control whether this person stays in her life. It's like, then you really have to start questioning whether you're going to, what you're going to do.
Exactly.
Well, I was going to say that being around someone that's negative all the time is, like, really draining.
Yeah.
So I can see where she's coming from. Like, you know, there's only so much you can do, especially if he's unwilling to, like, help himself.
Yeah.
You know, then it's like, if he's negative, then your life becomes negative, like, just automatically by being around. Like, we're very big on energy on this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, it rubs off on you.
For sure.
So,
That negativity can be very draining.
Yeah. But I would say my advice would be to make sure you're, like, 1,000% sure that you've done, like, everything in your power to, like, try and make him realize, or her, or whatever, that he does need to, like, change, but it's affecting you, the negativity. Yeah. Because, like, the last thing you want is to sort of, like, leave the relationship. Like, you want to be able to leave the relationship, like, holding your hands up, being like, I did everything possible.
Exactly. You know what I
mean? To try and help. Because relationships aren't always, like, rainbows and butterflies.
No, for sure.
Sometimes it's, like, you go through hard times and you have to like be there to help each other.
Yeah.
So it's like,
because that's what it is. Like also like in marriage, like through the good and the bad times.
Like, and it's important to like just help each other when you can, because like you never know where you might be in like a year's time. You might be needing his help. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. There's that like funny trying to figure out if you've done everything you can do.
Yeah.
But with that being said, like if he's like totally unwilling to get help, it's like you only live once kind of thing.
So. Exactly.
Yeah, don't be hard on yourself, basically.
Honestly, Millie, you took that one away. You had great advice on this one.
I sum that up.
That was great advice. Like, I have little to no things to add. I mean, I'm going to check my notes. Like, I think definitely speak to him.
Yeah.
And talk to him about it. Tell him that it's affecting you. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're not his therapist at the end of the day.
Yeah.
If he really needs professional help, I mean, we also talk about our issues to our girlfriends, but like at a certain point, your friends are not your therapist.
Yeah, and like you're not their carer.
Yeah, know? Like your partner is not your therapist. He or she will be there for you, hopefully.
Yeah.
But like they're not your therapist.
Exactly.
If you really need help, get professional help and like talk to like a professional about it, because you can't put everything on your partner. Because it's so draining.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really draining for a relationship. Yeah. So,
and you really need to tell him that and then see what his actions are. If he's not going to do anything, then, I mean...
Yeah, there's only so much you can do. There's only so long you can wait around for things to change. But, yeah, my advice would just be, like, to be for sure that you've, like, done everything in your power.
Yeah.
If you really care for the relationship, I would say. But, yeah, that's my advice.
Communication is key.
Yeah.
Yes. It really is, actually.
It really is.
I feel like our outcome out every dilemma is, like, you need to communicate better.
Yeah. But it's true. Like, it's a dilemma is... I mean, that literally is what a dilemma is. It's, like, how do you communicate your way through that?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if it's not a dilemma, then there's only one answer, and it's just, like, done. Yeah. No.
Exactly. Exactly.
False. Or, like, whatever. Exactly. So, yeah. Talk to him. You know, I'm sure you have if it's gone to this point. But, yeah. Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck. And don't give up too fast.
Yeah, that's sort of where I was at. Like, make sure, you know? Yeah. Because, like, you do in relationships have to sort of
help because
one another.
If he gets through this, this will bring you closer.
Yeah, exactly. And he'll be, you know, he'll be so thankful that you stuck by his side. But again, like, if it's that bad, like, sometimes it is that bad, then there's nothing you can do.
People are so quick to give up on their relationships.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so true.
Like, it's not always going to be rainbows and butterflies. Like you said, sometimes they're going to be hard times, but it's like about going through that. And in the end of the day, it's going to make you closer. Yeah. So it breaks a lot of people apart because they don't even, a lot of people like don't even want to do the effort to like go through it. I was
going
to
say that, yeah.
They're like, oh, there's for sure grass greener somewhere else. Like, I wouldn't have these issues with that person.
They just can't be bothered.
Yes, you would. Different person, different issues, but you'll still have issues.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't have said that
better. So, yeah.
It's very, very, very true. You're right. Because people will see an issue with, like, a partner or whatever, and then they'll just leave. Instead of, like, trying to work through it. It's like, well...
Really try.
Yeah, good luck with that in life. Yeah. Because that's not going to work.
Don't give up on love so fast.
Yeah.
So then, dilemma number two. The title is, My Boyfriend Sexted His Ex... And now asks for a second chance.
Oh my God.
Come on. So this kind of relates to our girl trouble of the week. So.
The things girls go through. Jesus.
Honestly, like I have to say this, Millie. Last night, I was looking through all of the dilemmas. By the way, girlies, we read all of your dilemmas.
Yeah.
We read them all. And we really try to feature them all. But at this point.
It's just a lot.
We get through so many dilemmas at this point, which like. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
like,
thank you.
I can't believe you trust us with your dilemmas.
It's just impossible to do them all.
Yeah, it's impossible to do them all. And as I was reading all these dilemmas, I was like, holy shit, what all these girls go through. Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, both girls and boys go through things. But, like, obviously, because most of the people sending in dilemmas are girls, I was like, this is insane. Mm-hmm. All these dilemmas. Crazy.
I know.
It's but,
a bit wild.
Yeah. So going to the second dilemma, I'm just going to repeat the title. My boyfriend sexted his ex and now asks for a second chance. So my boyfriend was sexting his ex once and we had a major fight, but he came himself to me and confronted me himself about it. So he went to her and
she didn't like find out.
She didn't find out, basically.
What an idiot.
Yeah, I know. But maybe, wait, we're going to discuss this later. And now he's asking for another chance. He says that he'll never do this again. I feel like he's genuinely sorry and I can feel the guilt he's having, obviously. But I don't know what I should do. Please guide me.
That would just be a mind fuck. What?
You know,
so she didn't find out. And okay, he's definitely, this is a tactic.
This is what I thought
he
as
wants,
well.
Like, he likes toxic relationships, I think, this guy.
Or maybe like, maybe
he wants
maybe
to
they
fight.
Still bump into each other and maybe he's like, oh my god, it would be worse if she finds out from someone else.
Okay.
So it's better
that's
for
a
me
good,
to tell
that's
her
a
first.
Good,
tell her first.
Theory as well.
Possibilities.
If this was me, I would be like, do you want to fight? Like, why would you tell me that? One, why are you doing it? And two, like, are you trying to, like, are you looking for an argument?
Well, whoa. Babe, like, looking for an argument went way through the window the moment he sexted his ex. Like, that went like...
Jesus! That is crazy. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
I can't imagine, like, sitting in the couch on a nice Tuesday night with my face mask and my boyfriend comes to me and says...
Hey, Lulu, look at this.
Look at this. I sexted my ex real hard. I'd be like, excuse
I
me?
Even, yeah, I don't know what... I would be like, are you joking? It's a joke? Is it April Fool's? What's
but
happening?
That's...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
By the way, do you consider that cheating?
Absolutely.
Right?
Are you kidding?
Me too. I consider that cheating.
This happened to me once.
This actually happened to me once as well.
Yeah, this is cheating.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is cheating. And I
cheating.
Broke up with my partner then.
It was, it was when my relationship ended as well. That is 1000% cheating.
That is cheating. I agree.
Like, yeah. I even consider, like, texting romantically cheating. Like, emotional cheating.
For sure.
Like, none of this should be, it's all bad. All bad.
I agree.
That's crazy. Oh my god. So wait, what's the dilemma? Like, she said, what do I do?
What do I do? So basically he came to her and he was like, can I please have a second chance? So he came clean to her. He was like, can I have a second chance? And now she's like, well, it seems like he's really sorry. Like, what should I do? Like, obviously he's guilty. By the way, girly, obviously he's guilty.
Yeah, I mean...
See, this is why I don't like people to be friends with their ex.
Yeah, and exactly.
This is why, because I hear so many... horror stories like this and I'm like, I do not want this to happen to me ever.
No, and I don't really see how you could, like, I would not trust him ever again.
Me neither. This is cheating.
I would be like wanting to get on his phone every night. It would be bad.
Yeah,
it would make me crazy, which isn't fair. You like, unless you can handle that, I don't see how you could
exactly that's also
it probably happened again as well. So I would say steer clear if you can, but like, I don't know your relationship. Maybe it was like amazing. Who knows? But it can't be that great if he's sexy.
No, like everyone can have a slip, but like,
Proper slip. That's like a slip and hit your head.
And also, I'm sorry. It's not like you've been married for the past 20 years and you've had a slip. Like, this is probably
exactly
like a 5-year-old relationship or whatever.
If that, yeah.
Like how long can it be when you're, you know, in your 20s? Well, I don't know actually how old she is, but you know what I mean?
No, but yeah, this boy's obviously just like a little bit immature and like
if he's already now sexting his ex, I mean...
Sounds like he might not be ready for like a real relationship, actually.
No. And like, remember like in one of the previous episodes, I was like, I don't believe a cheater is always a cheater, but I do believe that once you cheat in a certain relationship, that person will likely cheat again.
Yeah, which
and
is true.
And I really believe that. I feel like if you forgive that now... subconsciously he'll be like, he'll approve of this. You subconsciously approve to this behavior.
Exactly. That's a, yeah. That's
even though the vibe he knows it's not right, he's like, oh, so I got away with it once, so why wouldn't I get away with it twice?
Yeah, I can do it again.
I'm not saying this is going to happen, but chances are this is going to happen.
And even if it doesn't, like, it'll always be in your mind that it will. And that, for me, is enough always, to not want to be with someone. Always. Like,
babe, every time his phone is going to light up, you're going to be like, yeah, he texted you.
No, not a vibe.
He's going to turn you crazy. And then he's going to be like, you're crazy. You're psycho.
Yeah. It's you.
You're my girlfriend's psycho. Like, bitch, no, you cheated on me.
Yeah, you know what he's going to say? It's like, well, we can never move forward in a relationship if you're never going to trust me again. It's like, well, that's exactly where it's going to go. And you're the reason that, you know, it's just, no, it doesn't work.
And honestly, like, I think if he already did this, again, you're not married. If he already did this in a relationship, how, like, are you ever going to marry this person?
Yeah, there's not much to build on now. Like, okay, so you're going to marry and have kids with someone that cheated on you?
No, yeah.
No.
No.
You don't want to do that.
I'm like, where is the future now? Like, this is just dating to have fun now at this point.
Yeah, I guess, like, my advice might be, like, it depends on what kind of future you see with this boy.
Yeah, if you just want to have fun, then whatever.
If you don't see yourself marrying him, I mean, in my mind, you're still wasting your time, but, like, maybe, like, whatever.
Exactly.
But, like, definitely don't get involved again if you're, like, looking for something serious, like, long term.
That's what I think. Because
you'll just get hurt again.
Like, why waste your time with a person? Like, with me, and it's the same with you, Millie. I think it's the same with many girls. You want your boyfriend to be obsessed with you.
Yeah, and respect you, bare minimum.
Not exactly. Not you kind of obsessed, like the Netflix series. But, like, you want your boyfriend to be obsessed with you and to love every inch of you and to not even think of other, you know what I mean? To not even think of other girls. And it's just really, it would really, like, this is cheating. It would really upset me if that wasn't the case. And if he, like, cheated and texted other girls.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know what I would do.
No.
I would be like, oh my God, what?
I don't think your relationship will ever be the same again.
Yeah,
unfortunately. And believe me, you'll be like, oh my God, but I love him. And, like, I love him so much and he's the only one for me. Baby girl, I once Googled this when I freshly became single. There are 40 million men in Europe only. In Europe only. Yeah. Like, I'm sure you'll find one.
Yeah, I agree, though. It's, like, really hard when something like this happens to, like, see beyond, like, the hurt. You know, you're like, oh, my life is, like, horrible and ending. It's like, no, that will go away.
It's not. Yeah, it will go away. It will fade. Believe me, your worst heartbreaks, time heals all wounds, and it will fade. And one day you'll be with a guy and you'll look back and you'll be like, thank the Lord that relationship didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, thank God. I would have been so unhappy. So
same. That's exactly how my life's gone. So it's so true.
Same it's how it is with me. True.
Yeah.
Same with me. Like, I was in a relationship and I was like, oh my God, no, this person's the only one for me. Like, oh my God, he is the one. Baby girl, he wasn't. No. Oh, yeah. He really wasn't. Like, Jesus Christ. I am.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, baby girl, message us again in 5 years, and we'll be like, I told you so.
Yeah.
We told you so.
We told you.
But yeah, good luck, and dump his ass.
Yeah, dump.
Dump.
Major dump.
Major dump.
So, moving on to dilemma number 3.
Yes.
So, hey girls, it's been 4 months since my ex and I broke up from a long-term relationship. And all of a sudden, this amazing new boy comes in. We have just started dating and it feels so good yet so soon to jump into another relationship. What should I do if I like this new boy a lot, but I'm not completely over my last relationship?
So I think, obviously, if it was a long-term relationship and you only broke up 4 months ago, that is pretty soon.
Yeah.
But then again, like, if he is a really nice boy and if he makes you feel good, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, be like, oh my God, no, I can't meet any boys right now because, like, I'm still not over my previous relationship. Like, I get it, and you should process it by yourself, but also it shouldn't stop you from meeting new people in general. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even though, who knows, like, this guy might not even become your boyfriend, but he might become a really good friend or you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think,
I would just go with the flow.
Yeah, go with the flow.
But be honest.
Be honest with yourself. Because And with him. You have to tell him. It's like,
yeah.
But for me, I think it's more like, if you're not over, the way I am is, if you're not over, like, a past relationship, that you should focus on healing
first.
Like, to a point where you, like, you know, because, like you said, you have to be honest to the other person, because otherwise you could be hurting them,
yeah,
as well as like yourself. But a lot of the times, I feel like you think that, you know, oh, this new boy's great, whatever, and it's like, sure, he's great and like treats you well, and you're having lots of fun. But then like you realize in a couple months that like he was actually just a rebound or something, you know, yeah. Which is so normal. Like this happens a lot in relationships, yeah. And like you don't intentionally do it, you know.
It's so true. Actually,
I've done it.
Same, I have.
You know, it just happens. Rebounds. I'm sure we've
all had our fair share of rebounds. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, but what I will say is sometimes the universe's timing doesn't work like that, and sometimes you actually do meet the wrong person the right person at the wrong time.
Yeah, that's like a whole different dynamic.
Yeah, but like, yeah, so just go with the flow.
Yeah.
And don't like be too hard on yourself, because the universe's timing can be very questionable.
Exactly.
You just never know when you're going to meet someone that's like the right fit.
Exactly. I agree. Just go with the flow. Be honest with yourself and be honest with him.
Yeah.
And as long as you're honest with him, he's going to show understanding. And baby, who knows? This might be a rebound.
Yeah.
And it's fine. But as long as you're honest with him, it's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you wouldn't tell him, then you could end up hurting his feelings.
Yeah. I feel like any boy you tell that you've just got out of a long-term relationship, they're automatically going to know, like, okay, this probably isn't going to be, like, a legit thing. But then you never know. It could turn into being, like, really serious.
Exactly. I was just going to say, if he really sees you as, like, wow, my future wife, the mother of my children. Like, you know, if this is the case, I'm sure he will voice it to you as well. And I'm sure if he really thinks you're the one, he will wait. Yeah. He'll be like, figure your stuff out, and I'll be patient, and I'll be here whenever you're done.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Because, yeah. And I'll just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Again, there are 40 million men in Europe only.
Europe only. Oh, that's
so,
a lot.
That's a lot of men, I know.
A lot of men run around.
A lot of man. So then dilemma number 4. My ex and I are getting back together after a long time, and I've worked on our relationship very well. The problem is that I don't know how I should include him back into my friends' and family's lives. There was, let's say, bad blood between them in the past, so they don't trust him, and I'm afraid they won't approve. How do I reintroduce my ex to my friends and family? This is such a tricky one.
This is a tough one. I can't imagine being in that situation. That would suck. I don't know why. Yeah. That would be tough. But I would ask everyone involved, like including your boyfriend, your family. They all love you, right? So just be like, can we all just start fresh? Like everyone apologizes to each other for whatever on earth's gone on.
Yeah.
And then you just start fresh. And like if the problems happen again,
yeah,
then it's like, okay.
Prove, yeah.
Yeah, well, like then it's probably not going to work.
Then they'll be like, we told you so.
Yeah, then they can say I told you
Melissa,
so, right?
We told you so. Melissa has a fake name, by the way.
Yeah.
We only use fake names,
yeah,
by the way.
We don't use any real names. I don't even think I know Melissa. But anyways. Yeah, I think it's fine. Like, you just... The thing is, your family, most of the time, like, they think... Well, a lot of times they do know you better than sometimes you know yourself. So it's like, I can see how it would be tricky. Like, if it was with my sister and I was like, I really don't like him. Like, I just don't like him.
Yeah.
And then she kept wanting to, like, you know, it's just annoying, but...
Because in a lot of cases, you're blinded by love.
Yeah.
And you're sometimes your family and friends, like, they have an outer perspective so they can see things better.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, like, you worked on your issues, fine. But I think at the end of the day, like, if you want to introduce him back to your friends and family, in the long run, if your family sees that he worked on himself and that, you know, he changed, or I don't know what happened in your relationship, or... You know what I mean? If you guys figured out your issues, and as long as you're happy, that's all that your friends and family want.
Yeah,
like, if this guy makes you happy, and if you're happy, then they're happy.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's your relationship with him, right? They're not dating him. So it's just like, and it's totally normal as well to have like little like differences in family, especially when it's like someone that's marrying into a family or whatever. Like, that's all normal. But like, again, like if it's something big, then...
Yeah.
And there's like big problems and it's like questionable.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I think start fresh. It's the key. And everyone apologizes. It'll be fine. All work out.
So I think how you should exactly reintroduce him, I think like organize a dinner. all together, like a separate one with your family, a separate one with your friends, or like do like not even a dinner, because a dinner, like, you know, it's too many courses sometimes.
Maybe so, just like drinks.
Something quick and easy. So like do drinks and like, you know, be on your best, tell your boyfriend to be on his best behavior. Again, I don't know what happened, but like both be on your best behavior and like, yeah.
Yeah.
It will show some, it will take time for.
Yeah, it's not going to go straight back to normal. No. I think it's going to be like a slow reintroducing, like slow thing. And also maybe like, you never know. Maybe they were just, you were spending too much time together with the family and friends. Maybe you just need to keep a bit of space between your boyfriend and them. Like maybe they were just all together too much, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because maybe you guys were a bit excited when you first started dating and you're always together, but not everyone's going to get along in life. Like, that's just life.
Exactly.
And I think sometimes you do have to put, like, space in between when there are people that, you know?
That's very true, actually. Yeah. Because sometimes, like, if you really mix your friends with your boyfriend too much, they might have like personal issues together. Mm-hmm. And then you're in between and you're like, yeah, what the fuck should I do?
You definitely have to keep a bit of space. Yeah. Yeah. Especially if people aren't getting along.
Exactly. But then again, not too much space, because I feel like if you isolate yourselves, that's not nice. Like, no. It's all about the balance.
Maybe just like look and see what went wrong and then like try and work out a way to not let that happen again.
Exactly.
But yeah, good luck.
We wish you a lot of good luck.
Yes. Girls. It'll all be fine.
It will all be fine, all believe me. So that was the last dilemma of this week's episode.
Season 3, episode 1. We hope you guys enjoyed another BSA, and we will be back next week. But if you guys have any dilemmas, please send them in to us on Instagram.
Yes, please.
And we will try and answer them for you. And make sure you follow us on TikTok and YouTube as well.
Yes, because we're on YouTube now.
We're on YouTube, guys.
Yeah. But a girl sent in, she was like, oh, they're all short videos. Mm-hmm. But we have to say, we considered putting the full video on YouTube, but I feel like people will only watch our YouTube then, and we do want to have you guys keep on listening.
Yeah. So maybe in the future, but for now.
For now, this is what we can do.
Yeah, this is what we can do, and we hope you guys enjoy, and we will see you guys next week.
Yes, see you next week. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.